because they call Bob Tool Walk when he donated the land for Bob Tool. Over there. Now that was later than all this stuff. So the Watts land, see, we had to pay for the land, and we had to pay for the land not too many years ago. Because they had donated as long as the... I don't know. See, I have no way of knowing whether they had quite a few emails around the country. Well, you see, it wouldn't have been the same one, because in between, there were, at those 10 years, there were lots of emails here. And so it could have been first. It could have been first, but I don't have anything of it.
I think I remember there being a flume there.
You mean a Crooked Creek or?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of this guy's name.
It seems to me it would have had to been an awfully small mill for that little stream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they operated some of it by steam too. But anyway, this normal state of guy's name will get rid of on C Street. Harris, Orwin Harris.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Now, across the street on C Street, he had a grist mill there also one time. And he took his old part of his old mill. And he told me it was from out around Watts, up around Crickets.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he got two of them, whether they were the same or he got them mixed up, I don't know. He drained up the road over there, dug out these old millstones, And I saved them, and I had a night to do with them, so I had understood this grist mill. Mr. Miller and Ray have it down.
Well, I think they're a jovial school. One of them is, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably. I mean, Joseph Gale, Peggy works there, my daughter, she's secretary, and she said there's a millstone there. Now, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, these were...
I bet it's when you find
them. Well, they were given to the school.
No, these were cut, and Doug Graham, the mining engineer, worked for the city, as he told me that those were quartzite. They were, they ordinarily came from France. But they were sectioned, and they got quite several of them there.
Well, the kid, people were coming, or even later, crowd my house to, out there to know about what had happened to the millstone. But I couldn't tell.
But anyway, I dug them out of there. And I understood then that at that time that this grist mill had been on the, Crickets.
Yeah, on Crickets.
You were going there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I,
So I just left it now.
Uh-huh. But see, the grist mill that I know about was in, I think, didn't he say, the one Mr. Bamford went to, that was 1882? I'm going to have to look back at some of these things I wrote up that Mr. Bamford to find those things.
Mm-hmm.
But like so far now, all we have is the stone and things that I'll have to have Mr. Brenner help me put together. And then, like I said today,
we ought to start getting something down in a form that we can put on it too. I mean, it can be put on it.
That's right, but that's the reason I had wanted to talk to
the words,
you folks, you see. Now, I don't know whether I dare say that they bought that to make electricity, but I don't know. I don't have the paper that I can find. I evidently didn't keep it. It wasn't too long ago. Now, I'm not sure it was in the News Times. I kind of think it was in the Hillsborough Argus, maybe. I don't know whether it's in the Argus. I don't know how to get hold of anything like that.
I wonder if
I was trying to think of her name. Just in Clarissa.
Lepcha?
Lepcha. Lepcha. I wish I could remember.
She'd be the closest to somebody.
May Lepcha. And she still lives in Hillsborough?
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
And if she knows anything about it, she'll be glad to tell you, because she just lives history.
Well, that's wonderful. I'll try to call her too and see.
There, I think. What can you remember? I've got Bobby Apples here besides.
That's different.
Eyes and I know somebody was talking about going to a Halloween party. This where they have this type of thing, like you go through a spook house. You know, one room you got this and then you do something else. And so I hope you people have got some ideas.
Well, we used front of our house. Mother had bread dough. That was the brain.
That's a good one.
That was fun we had.
Okay, anybody think of anything else too? I'm sure there are other things that people
that, do. That we used to do back
home here.
That's why I brought this as far as getting started. I thought
I remember the eyes. I'll never forget that because the first time I did that, I'm like, God.
Well, you know, it's such a the texture is so good on the eye. I had to try to find some grapes.
It seems to me a sponge should represent something.
Yeah.
A sponge. Or you can even use a sponge for
Yeah, it seemed like they had something for liver.
You may have something for liver. What else?
Good wet sand for clapping hands.
That's it. Put the sand into a rubber glove. That's right. And it takes it for a okay. Do you have any other reminiscence of, I was going to say, think of the earliest Halloween that you remember something about. Remember as children?
Party.
Yeah, party. Anything about Halloween?
We had a party at once. You know, where the church was, because it had a man on the end of the head. When he came in the door, we had to crawl through. Boughs and every other. And then we had an old kettle like that in the stove with the three deals. Now, fortunes were in there. We stirred the fortunes. That was cute, to do, and I'm trying to think of some of the others. We had really wonderful parties out there.
Well, I said everybody was talking about Halloween parties. I thought, well, now let's see if we can recall some of these things. And then
most fun was getting ready, when they were getting ready at our house. I was little than the other guy. And first thing was my older sister and a couple of us getting ready for the party, and they were curling their hair on the curling iron in the lamp upstairs. I thought they looked pretty. Nothing about a lamp. You know, a lamp throws an awful great glow on everybody. I know you were usually supposed to be in bed about that time. But they were getting ready for it. And then they were getting dressed too for this, some kind of a vibe, I don't know what it was going to be. But did you ever remember Harvey Lamont? You know, Mrs. Lamont. Well, Mama, they were dressed in Harvey Lamont down in the kitchen in a woman's house. And they had a corset.
Oh,
Mama's corset. And he was peeled down to here. they were pulling the corset up around Donnelly. I don't remember a thing other
than how that's what I think about earliest memories. Yeah. You just remember flash.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
were getting that down to that thing.
Yeah.
Well, I remember a Halloween party when Anna Hobbs was teaching here.
Oh,
okay. And we were all invited to go in on Halloween to the Hazelwood in Portland.
Oh,
dinner.
Oh, all right. That was the time we rolled up.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it was, too.
I can remember one party. I wasn't a tiny youngster. I can remember that party, where they had two people sit opposite each other, and one of them, they each have saucers that they hold, and you rub around the saucer, and then you rub on your face. And of course, the one that's showing the other doesn't have anything under the saucer, and the other one that's doing as I do is black.
Oh, no.
Under the saucer, and you know, and you rub, and then you rub it here, and you rub it there. And certainly look off the galleys. Well, there you go. Can any of you remember early trick or treating?
We did not.
Early trick or treating, you know, Halloween party.
Stay
with that. I have a board, and one guy get on one hand, one on the other, and one in the middle. And the bring starts a blindfold, and they say on the board. And they hold this board, probably 2x6. And then put his hand on the shoulder of John Jett.
Oh,
and he'd move a little bit. He squat down and keep lowering himself. Of course, he didn't have a sense of that they were raising him up.
Oh.
He'd say, not to jump off. He'd jump off. He'd be with that.
Have the feeling that you're way up high.
You know you're
possibly, but all they're doing is standing beside the person who puts his hand on the shoulder, and then you go, and sure he's going up.
Oh, for God's sake.
It gives you that feeling that you're raising up and you're standing way up high, because the people on either side or on one side, whatever, are going down, and they wiggle the board enough so that you know, I remember that.
Years. Of course, they always tried to tip all the cards over. We were didn't have that outside, so let's see.
I don't think Halloween by years is quite as disgusting as it used to be.
Well,
depends on how it is.
I think there's more control in that, but the youngsters, I think they often have parties to.
Do you remember the one year they took a cow up here at
that's right. Somebody was going to tell us about that tonight.
They got the cow put up on the top of the building over here somehow. Yeah. You know, I mean inside, but up
there.
Sure.
Yeah.
You were talking
it
was
in about the parents.
They had no time getting that cow out of there.
Yeah. Well, my uncle was the custodian or something here, and the janitor we call it.
Yeah.
And he was the one, because I was just a little thing when I heard of that, and then he told us, you know, he was so mad because they had gone down to President Farron's, got his cow, and brought up there and spent the night there. So the next morning
he got up a fire escape on this side of Marsh Hall, didn't they?
I have no idea. I never had heard.
And up to the Helen said it was up on the, she said music room, but that would be the third floor.
Well, I guess Marshall
Hall
is up there. My office and the president's office are up there somewhere.
I
thought it was clear up on the roof. I always thought it was on the roof.
I think they took it up the stairs.
Yeah, they did take it up the stairs.
Maybe they had it on the
stairs. No, they got it on the side and took it up the stairs.
Couldn't have been very old.
Looked at a lot.
But it was so unusual because a lot of content.
It did, the whole community, not just the school community.
Daylight, see that would be hard to get down the door, you know, the semi-government or moving up.
Yeah. That would be much harder to get a cow down there than up there.
Yeah, they would have been useful.
Do we have any other?
The original Halloween derives from medieval times, doesn't it? What was it, superstition or what?
Well, it was the eve of All Saints. All Saints Eve is what Hallow, was the last night that Satan had to howl, I guess. Before the saints.
People were really more superstitious then than they are now.
Yes.
I know, you know, a lot of people are quite superstitious or used to be. You wonder sometimes how people have certain feelings about something.
Have more of the gentlemen here. I thought maybe we'd hear about some of the things. You know, I don't think that Smitty on his own is very likely to start out. I think that would be a little different. What was that? That was a favorite target.
You were lucky to have
it. Well, let's see, soaping windows and waxing windows. We went to a fraternity house. I guess the dam was on it now. At the time, it was built by the AZs. All dressed up. Well, I lived right around the corner down on 19th.
First Avenue South at that time. And we went up the door and knocked. Big, great, big boys, no. Then they grabbed us and took us into the fraternity house and made us go through every room in the fraternity house and show off our costumes. Just going to the front door like we did to all the other neighborhoods.
That's kind of nice.
What?
Scared you?
I can remember, more things, but I can't remember doing much in the way of cooking. That's the thing I thought maybe gentlemen help us with more of that sort of thing. Nobody, all these innocent people here, nobody's done anything.
Well, this is a rough
We had the parties. Mother was always, and Mrs. Burton Dillon, I don't suppose anybody remembers her, she lived out by Boston. And they were great people to have their big party so that everybody came and spent a lot of time to figure out a lot of things to do. I thought it was a real good idea. I still think that these small schools and so forth were the very best thing.
Very definitely.
Yes, they were.
Community for the kids.
Yes,
and
for everybody.
Education.
See, the church was there. I went to the church first. But see, things were already changing at that time. As soon as the roads got anywhere near good, you see, discontinue all these things.
That's right.